capital message?
Yeah, question mark?
Yeah, we're good. Now we'll boom. Now we'll sound him.
It's going now?
Yeah.
You look nuts. I need you to not look like this.
No, keep it. No,
Abe,
put it up.
Abe,
it's the
good.
Hat.
Abe, put it up.
Thank
take
you.
The hat off and we'll put the hood up.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Brett and Tony Need featuring Ashlyn and Abe. I'm Abe.
I'm Ashlyn.
Ah, Brett.
I'm Tony.
And this week we need
birthdays. That was really loud.
Why are we having birthddays today, guys?
Because it's
my
birthday.
No, my birthday's over.
No, it's my birthday.
Is it my birthday?
It's my birthday.
Woo woo. Woo woo.
What the fuck is this?
What are you doing?
This is super copyrighted.
Is this like Barney birthday?
I have no idea. I just YouTube one. There you go, Ashlyn.
I'm digging it.
I love it.
All right.
It's very old.
Yeah. It sounds like something you'd hear like in a 90s cartoon.
I just YouTube the first one I saw. I
like it. Can we play this?
To
you, Ashlyn.
And many more.
Okay.
Oh,
it keeps
on going.
Okay, I'm done with
this.
I think we're done.
I'm done with this right now.
What? That's a full
Tony, don't make it awkward.
Too late. We're talking birthdays.
We're talking birthdays.
For Ashlyn's what?
31.
31st birthday.
And
before this started, we had 31 shots.
Yeah. I might get drunk enough to tweet points of Leia.
I would die.
We'd all be dead.
I would die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be dead after two.
I would be alive. I could never die.
We did two before it started. We should have just waited and done it on.
Yeah, we should have.
Like right now. Like, oh.
That's not good podcasting.
We could do one
you
right
listen
now.
To, you want to listen to people drink liquids?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. We've done much worse.
Didn't we do one of our first episodes?
Yeah, but it wasn't really us taking shots. We were just drinking.
Yeah, that
Deering,
was,
and we were
yeah.
just being drunk.
Oh, are we just not doing the hood thing anymore?
I took the whole thing off. I was like, fuck it.
And you convinced me to put mine back on.
Yeah, we all put our hoods on.
I was delayed at doing our introduction.
We made a hood pack.
Nope, it's too late.
It's done. I'm done. I'm done.
I was getting more comfortable to hang out with you guys.
My headphone though stuck.
It's been a long 2 weeks since we've gotten together.
It has been a long 2 weeks. I told you we need to come up with a once a week at least.
But we are
at most.
Unless we are quarantined.
Why are you saying that?
I don't know.
Is there something you need to tell me, Tony?
It's a little late to tell us now. I'd rather not.
Ooh,
know.
Katie's giving you death stare like that night.
The infamous night.
Have we talked about that?
We have. Yeah. We've mentioned it.
Oh, have we? Did we talk all the way about
I'm
that?
I'm pretty
night?
Sure.
About
we
how
did.
He showed his butthole?
Yeah.
His
butthole. And I got some shame.
Yeah.
There's nothing to be ashamed of, first off. That was a good-looking butthole.
There is things to be ashamed of. You should never show your butthole to somebody.
The one thing I remember is the shame I felt. And then
don't feel shame about how pretty your butt looks.
Kate disagrees with you there.
Oh,
awesome.
No.
Those daggers.
Yeah, man.
She has perfected the dagger stare.
Yeah. I learned my lesson.
I have not. That's why I'm getting the stare.
Uh-huh.
So hit us up with some facts, Abe.
You have like
about
seven
some
pages
birthdays.
Of notes on both.
I have
a butt ton of notes.
I have
notes.
Two pages.
Jesus.
All right, I'll kick it
like
off with
single space.
Oh yeah, dude.
What the fuck?
With bullet headings and everything.
Is there that many facts about?
It's not as much facts. There's a lot of cool. Like basically, what I do whenever I do podcast notes, I start with one idea and I just get sucked into tangents that I need to know.
Okay.
And I find them interesting. So hopefully you guys do too.
I like how Abe and Ashton come way more prepared for the Blunt Tony podcast than Blunt Tony.
Yeah. Pretty much. I got a full page.
I have no notes.
Oh, I have no notes either. I forgot what we were doing.
usually that's how our pre-podcast goes is Brett's like, what are we talking about this
I
week?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
It's always on like Friday morning. Like, what are we doing this weekend?
Okay, cool.
Did we watch a movie?
All right. So first off, I went through and what I wanted to do was see who we all shared birthdays with.
Oh.
So I did Ashlyn's.
I know one of mine, but
I know like eight people just personally on her birthday.
Really?
Yep.
I know of two.
Ooh,
people.
I'm gonna Facebook it now and see if anybody else has her birthday.
Who did you have for?
Okay, most of mine obviously are celebrities. To be honest. Let's see, Ashlyn's birthday for October 3rd. We have in 1962, Tommy Lee was born from Motley Crue.
Oh, Tommy Lee, gross. Okay.
1964, Clive Owen. awesome.
I don't know.
Children yeah, you men. Do. The guy who wears the red sneakers in Sin City. The
okay,
killer.
I like him.
Yeah.
Okay. The orange man?
No, not the orange man. That's the creepy guy.
Yeah, you like the orange.
He's the one that hooks up with.
I thought Frodo wore the sneakers.
No, well, Frodo.
He wore the Converse.
No, he had the, but they weren't colored. He just had the glasses that were colored. No, Clive Owen was the guy who changed his face.
Yeah, yeah. I know. Yep, I
got Brittany Murphy.
Yep, I'm
the
there.
The prostitute helped him.
Yep,
I'm there.
All right, 1969, Gwen Stefani.
Yep, knew that one.
1973, Lena Headey. The queen herself, Queen Cersei.
Oh, cool.
1975, Talib Kweli.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Do you ever listen to his podcast,
rapper.
Anybody?
He's a rapper with Most Def, East Coast rapper. Very cool guy.
He's got a really good podcast.
Does he really?
Mm-hmm. He talks to rappers
about hip hop and stuff. Cool.
Yeah,
I'm not up on that.
Nice.
He probably listened to that when he ignored you.
Yeah, sorry.
Then I did Katie as well. Katie.
Ooh. Oh, whoa. Before we go on, October 3rd is also Katie's niece.
Yep.
Ashlyn?
Ashlyn.
No, the other one, Bailey.
Pablo.
That would have been cool.
I know, right?
It was just 3 days ago.
Tad's wife.
Yep.
Yep.
I saw that on Facebook. I saw that. And then.
Alora's sister.
Alora's sister.
Alora's sister.
Yep.
She's on there. I married her. Not like. Like I was the preacher.
You performed their ceremony.
Yeah. I was the preacher.
You wanted that terrible.
And Roar's boyfriend.
Didn't you get ordained for that wedding?
I got it ordained for the podcast we were on at the
time. Oh, that's right.
And then it was like 4 months. The Big Lebowski episode that we did. And it's Mean Girl Day.
Really?
Mean Girl Day.
It's Mean Girl Day.
She says it's October 3rd in the movie.
Yeah. Huh? That's the day.
That's when she talks to dude.
Gotcha. I've never seen
Aaron.
The movie.
I forget.
Aaron. Yeah. It's October 3rd.
I've never seen that movie.
Yeah.
What?
I don't plan on it.
What?
Dude, Mean Girls is amazing.
Wait, you've never seen it?
No.
It's such a classic.
It's
actually.
I never thought.
Tina Fey wrote it, man.
I never thought I'd be ridiculed for not seeing a Lindsay Lohan movie.
So
no, it's a Tina Fey movie.
It is.
Yeah, I know it's honestly, Tina Fey. I don't.
Best so Lindsay good. Lohan
quit.
Movie
huh.
Ever.
All right.
Quit trying to make it fetch a thing.
Cool.
It's so good.
It's good.
All right.
It has my Amanda Seyfried.
I mean, I'll watch anything. Yeah, so good. To be honest, I watch everything.
It's so good.
Katie's birthday. Yes. It's almost as mine's the shortest one on here. I have nobody.
And that's November 24th.
It is November 21st.
Yes,
it
was. Did you guys notice how quick I was to say
and
that
how quick I was?
Earlier?
Yeah, I'm. Yeah.
I was typing it out.
I couldn't remember.
I was like,
date
I said, right when
I suck at dates.
I'm pretty good with dates.
No, not me. Katie, you have.
Katie doesn't invite us to her birthday.
Oh, cool.
She doesn't invite me to her birthday.
How come I got an invitation?
Tony gets it.
He's
over
the only one.
Not even a boyfriend.
In 1649, Voltaire was born on Katie's birthday.
Ooh.
Like the Transformer?
Yes.
Yep. Bjork.
Ooh.
From 1965.
Is that how you say it, though? Isn't it Bjork?
No, it's Bjork.
Bjork?
Yeah.
I say Bjork.
I say bulk and make the J silent.
I don't think I've ever said the name even out loud.
Yeah, it's
really?
Well, who the fuck walks around saying Bjork all the time?
Bjork.
Well,
no one, because her name's Bjork.
Okay, but do you walk around saying it, like talking about Bjork?
Who walks
no,
around?
But I've said her name out loud in my lifetime. When I've heard a song
examples.
Of hers, or when she was wearing that swan dress that everyone was freaking the shit out about.
Yeah, but how young were you when that actually happened?
Dude, I was
I remember
teens.
It as
I
in like high school, at least.
I talked about her in film
school. Talking about it?
Because she was in a movie, and we just studied it.
Dude, it's Bjork. She's been around forever.
All right. Anyways, enough about Bjork.
That was in 2001. So if you've ever talked about 9/11, I mean, same.
Yeah,
era.
I remember listening to my Bjork CD when the towers fell.
Anyway, moving on. 1985, Carly Rae Jepsen.
Jepsen.
Yep.
Wait, 85?
Yeah.
She's apparently. That old?
Apparently.
Jeez.
I don't know. That's
so
what this website
me
told
maybe.
Me. Yep.
Yeah.
Brett,
song, I don't give a fuck.
Brett, you and Ashlyn have the best list, in my opinion.
Yeah, we do.
1856, Woodrow Wilson, president.
Hell
yeah.
Oh,
that's from Brett? December 28th?
December 28th.
Yep.
This is the best one. 1922, Mr. Stanley.
Ooh.
You share a birthday with Stanley. That's cool.
Nice.
Maggie Smith.
Oh,
Okay. Lover.
Yeah.
The old lady?
Yep, the old lady from Harry Potter's.
Yeah.
McGonagall.
Lover. Yeah. McGonagall.
McGonagall, sorry. Denzel Washington, 1954.
Nice. What? I didn't know that.
His list is better than my list.
Denzel?
And 1976, Joe Manganiello.
Nice.
Manganiello.
I don't know how to spell that. I don't know how to say it.
Big Dick
Big
Richie.
Big Dick Richie?
Yeah, yeah.
What?
You share his birthday with him.
That's awesome.
Okay, he was in the Pee Wee movie, by the way.
I think I know two of mine.
Okay, go for it.
Wait, real quick. Yes. Also, the state of Iowa, I share a birthday with.
What?
Really? Yes.
Yep.
Nice. Iowa was founded in.
Yep.
Nice.
In 1984? Five?
Yep. Statehood. Boom.
Cool.
December 28th.
So.
I was only 30.
Yeah. I know Jerry Springer.
Yep.
Jerry Springer.
Yeah.
And, nice. Mia Savani.
I didn't write her on my list, but it's possible.
Which
nice.
Is Chris Klein connection.
Chris Klein.
Because she dated him in the movie that American Pie.
That man and his amazingness.
But yeah, go for it.
You have a 1891 Grant Wood, the guy who painted American Gothic.
That gave me wood.
Okay.
And that was in Iowa.
Yep, Iowa related. Ooh. Too.
I've been to the house.
Did you know, I heard that there was trivia on that it wasn't supposed to be a husband and wife. It was a man and his daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was you that told me that.
Yeah,
I like
but
that
I don't
fact.
Know how legit it was because I just saw
they
it.
They look like husband and wife.
They do.
They look the exact
same
age.
Yeah, but he looks old as balls. Doesn't look that
she
old.
She looks pretty old.
She did.
But not that old. Yeah. You got to think back in the day, they used to pop them out young.
That's true. That's
anyway,
true.
Go ahead.
Nowadays they do.
Well, yeah, that's true.
It's even younger now. Jerry Springer, as you said, 1961. We have Henry Rollins, Mr. Ooh, Black Flag.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah, from Wrong Turn 2.
Yeah,
Wrong Turn 2 or
the Chase.
Feast.
That's the one I was going for. Yeah, Feast was amazing.
I've still not seen Feast
what?
3, by the way.
Yeah, I need to rewatch. I rewatched 1 and 2 last time. Ashley was in Virginia, and I want to watch the third
one. I just
one.
Thought I have my own iTunes. I didn't mean
are you serious?
Them. Yeah.
Oh, get number 3.
Okay.
Because seriously, I've never seen it.
No, it's amazing.
But I own the first two.
Yep, I do too.
Yeah. And actually, I made Katie, within the past year at some point, watch the first Feast. She hated it.
Oh, yeah.
Hated it.
And if she hated the first one, that immediately hate the second one.
There's no way we're going on to the second one. Because the second one, like, they're like throwing babies at the monsters to, like, so they can get away and shit.
This guy is a complete douchebag.
Movies are insane.
They are a great.
Yeah, the movie The Bar.
Yep.
Which Balthazar Getty.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
that started out as a one of the
Project Greenlights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And 1997, sorry. Tony, you have Michael Jackson Jr.
Yeah.
You share a birthday with him. And then Abe, on September 10th, I have one cool one. Other than there's a shit ton of golfers on there. A shit ton of golfers.
What?
And I have Guy Ritchie, 1968.
Oh, that's cool.
Nice.
That's cool. I'll
Action
take it.
Favorite movie.
Yeah, Snatch.
Pretty good.
But yeah, that's all I have for that. And then this led me to another thought was because I found this website and I don't remember what it was, but it's really cool. You can actually put in any date and you can look at events on that day. You can look at deaths. You can look at births. Anyway, so I got to wondering about a reincarnation theory.
Okay.
So basically, who died around the same time you were conceived?
Okay.
And I found another website that listed if you were born on this day, you would be conceived around this time.
Whoa. Did you put ours?
I did.
Dude!
I did.
Who?
Yes! Yes!
Okay, so Ashlyn, around the time you were conceived, around the time you were conceived, Herbert Morrison, an American radio reporter, died.
Is that why I'm so fucking boring?
Yeah.
I'm so white.
You are not. You are not boring at all. That's why you have an amazing voice.
Oh, God.
Katie, around the time you were conceived, Annie Andra, an actress, died. And also, Anora Kay, who was a U.S. ballet dancer, died.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. You do have good balance.
the look you just got.
Yeah, no, I'm just playing.
You do have good balance. Oh, shit.
I don't think it's real, guys. Sorry.
It's probably not.
No.
Brett, you shared a death conception with Raoul Donner, a singer and narrator.
Whoa.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool.
Okay.
Tony.
What's his name?
Raoul Donner.
R-A-L.
No, it's just R-A-L.
R-A-L?
Yep. D-O-N-N-E-R.
D-O-N-N-E-R.
Like the Donner Party.
Yeah. Maybe he died during the Donner Party. Ooh, I don't know.
I'm going to have to look into this guy.
Do it.
This guy, right?
Yes, I'm assuming.
Because I can see him being a girl.
Yeah. I can too.
Yeah, singer and narrator. Yeah.
Who likes feet?
Tony, I had no data for you. No one died, apparently, around the time you were conceived.
So Tony is one what? Of a kind.
Yeah, apparently He's you never are. Been unless you came from
I would agree
another
with
creature
that,
or something. No. Which is like you could have been like a wolf in a past life.
I'm
or
that's new,
why
guys.
He eats yeah. his breadsticks all fucked up like an animal.
Because he's never.
He's a monkey.
Or it's because he's never like in any life he's never held a breadstick.
Yeah.
or a fork or.
Or a fork.
Yeah.
Or brush his hair. No.
And I share a death conception with Zan Du, a Vietnamese poet. That's yeah.
That's only one I can.
That's why I have a thing with Asians. That's and true. Yeah, Chu Wan Chi, my great uncle Chu Wan Chi, amazing man. And that's it. Oh no, I have other stuff too. But before we get to that, let's do some talking. I feel like I've been holding this podcast hostage.
Yeah, you have.
So I have a question. If everyone's ready,
do it,
Katie. This also pertains to you.
Segment one.
What do you think is your spirit animal?
What does that have to do with birthdays?
What do you think's your spirit animal? Okay. I'll get there.
Turtle.
You think you're a turtle?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a bear.
Okay.
You sure. are a bear.
I'm a bear.
Yeah.
Tony,
gay. I mean, as in, I'm a hairy gay guy.
I'm going to go frog.
A frog? Whoa. Interesting.
Nice. Wait, why a frog?
Because I can jump over anything.
That's true. God damn, that's a good one.
Except that lawnmower.
Yeah.
Is Tony slimy?
He's more sticky than slimy.
No, Brett's sticky. Tony's slimy.
I'm not even sticky. I smell like ketchup sometimes, but
I'm
not sticky.
I can imagine you jam hands.
No, I picture Brett more slimy because of the sweat and Tony more sticky because of the spilling.
Yeah, that's
jam.
True.
I could see him as like an 8-year-old with jam hands.
An 8-year-old with jam
hands. All the time, just jam hands.
Brett jam hands.
And the big old ring. The big old ring around his face.
Like Winnie the Pooh. He's like Winnie the Pooh.
Oh my God. 100%.
Give him the little cut-off red shirt. Yes. Winnie the Pooh.
So I know
you should be Winnie the Pooh next year for Halloween.
I know we can't ask you because you already know the answer, but what would your spirit animal be?
Well, hold on,
be?
I got to
Oh, yeah,
Katie.
Get Katie's.
An owl.
Nice.
Owl.
If I was going to guess my spirit animal, it'd be elephant, but that's because it's my favorite animal.
Right.
I've never really given much thought to it. But would you guys like to know your actual spirit animals compared or
based on
your birthdays?
Okay.
Your
Whoa.
Okay, so Virgo. Bear.
What?
No, what? Shit.
Yeah.
No shit. Virgo was a bear.
You're the
like,
Winnie the Pooh.
I am.
Libra, Raven.
That's you?
Yeah.
Nice.
Raven.
That's so waving.
Capricorn is a goose.
kind of. I can see it. I can see it.
Yeah.
A little overweight and just runs around screaming and shit.
Scorpio, snake.
Ooh.
Yep.
Ooh, Slytherin.
And Aquarius, right. Otter, which I could totally
the
see.
The otter?
Totally
okay.
Kind of awkward.
I can see that.
And lovable.
Yeah.
Cool.
But also, like, just eat fish fucking raw.
Smacking shit on his belly.
Yeah, that's probably why. You're right.
100%.
And they can jump high.
He was an otter in a past life.
A famous
so
one.
Those are our horoscope.
Nice.
Spirit animals, which I never knew was a thing.
I didn't either.
Until
I did
went,
not.
You know, I went
fun.
Diving.
I'm a bear, guys.
You're a bear.
I'm an
I've always known at some point in my life.
I'm a raven. Super fucking creepy. I'm into it.
Yeah.
Quote the raven.
Nevermore. So another thing I got curious on was the popularity of birthdays.
You know what? July 26th, mass birthday?
Mm-hmm.
That has to be popular. Because I know like
I
so
don't
many people
know,
on that.
But let me pull up the list. I'll pull up the list while I'm giving off mine.
I think today is the most... any birthdays that I know of, like all the birthdays on one day.
Ashland's is 57th most popular, an average of 11,674 births.
Damn.
Yep.
Kind
of sucks. I wish it was just mine.
Yeah.
Just one person on the planet born on October 3rd.
I just want it to be mine.
Nobody else.
Yeah.
It's just Ashland Day.
Yeah.
be National Ashland Day.
I'm selfish.
Yeah. Like a waving.
Let's see. Katie, you are 80th most popular.
Mm.
11,567.
Ooh.
Brett?
Yeah.
I thought this was kind of cool. You're 28th most popular.
Hey, on the 28th? On the 28th.
That's pretty cool. 11,855. Tony, you are
344th. Yeah, near the bottom. Yeah, I'm special. Yeah.
You're not
you are not far. 347th would be Leap Day. The one that occurs every 4 years.
I'm like...
You are barely beating that up.
Yes, I'm special. That makes me happy. That makes me feel like...
What's yours?
September 10th is the 5th most popular.
What?
Ooh, yeah. I could see that.
It's just because January that. And December.
December.
That's
like
when you're
people
in
are,
the
what,
house having
what,
sex.
What would, yep. Number, yep. What would you like to say? So what would number one?
Oh, sorry. I'm still finding that one? List. Number one is September 9th, actually.
Okay, so the most popular is
September.
Everybody's fucking around Christmas
one,
time.
One through five are all September.
That's yep. Abby's
my,
sixth.
My so. Nephew's is... September 9th.
September 9th.
Wow.
So that's the most.
What was Matt's birthday?
July 26th.
Actually, my little brother's is September, either September 15th or 16th. 15th.
September
that's,
26th is
so,
74th.
Okay,
most
that's
popular.
My mom's birthday, September 15th.
My parents were also, and your grandparents were also yeah. Fucking at Christmas time, having a good Christmas.
Oops. Yeah, September 15th is 8th most popular.
Okay, cool.
What is it?
8th?
No, the number.
Oh.
For the day.
The 15th?
The 15th, yeah.
Oh.
It's 8th most popular.
Oh, it's
yep.
Cool.
I can't believe I'm such a weirdie.
The,
so what would mine be then? Like, when would my parents have been fucking?
Let me look.
Well, just...
Huh?
One, two,
Valentine's
slash...
Yeah.
Like, I'm just a Valentine's Day.
28th.
I popped out on Valentine's
yeah,
Day.
Yeah, see,
almost.
It just depends... Yeah, it just depends yeah. On when you were actually like born, because you can be born premature. Yeah.
I was supposed to be born on the 18th, is when they projected me.
Because according to this, yeah.
You
if you were born
yeah.
On the 28th,
just like now, I'm a turtle baby.
Like I'm gonna take my time. I'm not ready. I'm just gonna sleep in here.
According to this, if you were sorry, born moms. On the 28th, you'd be conceived right around April 6th.
Ooh. Oh,
huh.
Yeah,
April 6th.
You know what's really weird is apparently. That me and my siblings. September, October, November, December. All of
ooh.
Us, and there's six of us.
Ooh.
Yeah, from my dad, so he's busy the same time.
Yeah, he's got a schedule.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, man,
it's about time to start having six and making kids.
February. Why are you talking like a redneck?
I don't know. I don't know.
That was a good impression.
It went November.
You've
February.
Never met him.
I've never
then.
Met him.
Huh. Your parents are very
sporadic.
Sporadic.
The least popular birthdays. The last two on the list is New Year's and Christmas.
Huh, that's weird.
So
yeah,
weird.
I thought that was weird. I thought that it was weird that Leap Day beat out those, especially since it happens once every
yeah.
4 years.
And like,
that doesn't
I,
make any sense
and like,
to me.
That was like almost 10. I was like 10 ahead.
Yeah.
I was like near the bottom.
Yeah.
Right now, I would have to go with more of that's because no doctor's going to schedule you to come in.
Ah, very true.
Yep.
On a holiday.
Very true.
So that wouldn't even count. So what's right above those ones?
Right above those would be... Scroll down to the bottom of the list here. Christmas Eve, again.
Okay.
Right above that, 4th of July. Right above that, the 2nd of January. Right above that is the day after Christmas.
Damn. So,
above that is 11/27, so right around fucking Thanksgiving.
Huh, nobody those
holidays.
They are tricky.
Fucking holidays.
They basically don't give a shit about you on holidays,
right,
people.
Right.
Oh, you have contractions? Come back tomorrow.
Right?
Yep.
You'll be fine.
Ooh, can't that day. That's going to be Black Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to go get me a big TV.
How about the Monday after
not
that?
This year, though. This year, it seems like people
weird,
are going to be
sure.
A lot freer on
yeah,
Black
I think,
Friday.
I think that nope. They, when do you think the Corona babies are going to start popping out?
We're going to create another baby boomer?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that.
Keeping people home and helping.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Corona babies.
Since 2020.
Generally. Yeah.
Yeah.
The COVID boom.
The COVID boom.
COVID boom.
So I also learned another rare fact. I am 1 in 12,000, which are the odds of having the same birthday as your parent.
What?
I was born on the same day as my daddy.
What, did not you know really? That?
Yeah.
Both share night, September 10th.
Every birthday, one of them will call and that's say, happy birthday.
I remember that. Yeah. Now I,
we got the battle always, for the...
I always forget about this, but yeah, I did know that.
For the glory.
Yeah.
It's pretty cute.
I'm 5 days away from my dad's birthday. Nice.
And one day away from my dad.
And one day away, yep.
Tony's, oh, that's weird.
Tony's is a day after, or Tony's dad's is a day after mine.
Yeah.
29th. Huh? And I was due on her mom's.
Her dad's is the same as my mom's.
Really?
Ooh, that's wild.
Me and my cousin, he was due on the 28th, and I was due on the 18th of the same year.
Uh-huh.
10 days apart, and I think they lived in Florida at the time, so like clear across the country. We were flipped.
Somehow. Oh, really?
Yeah, he was born on the 18th, my due date, and I was born on the 28th, his due date.
That's crazy.
Yeah, my cousin. And we used to call each other our twins.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
Ashton, you got any more facts for us?
I do, but first of all, I was going to look up everybody's horoscopes.
Ooh.
Like I did last week.
Oh, we did talk about that last week, didn't we?
Yeah, we got sidetracked.
Yeah, we did.
It happens, guys. Don't think you're better than us.
Yeah, bring it.
This is the random podcast that Tony's been talking about for years.
I know. This is all I want. Yeah. No topics needed. Just go in and what happens, happens. Well,
we do have a topic
like,
every week.
Like an orgy. Kind of. You know? You never know what you're going to be stuck with.
Oh, ooh, what about...
I know exactly what I'm going to be stuck with if I go to an orgy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to make sure. If Tony was the one who brought it up. Don't look at me.
So, wait. What would you go for in an orgy?
Yeah, what are you going for?
What are you looking for? What are you looking for in an orgy,
you
Abe?
You're going to get stuck with something.
No, you please. Have something in mind.
Tony said...
Don't put
you never know
me.
What you're going to get stuck with in an orgy.
And you said you know exactly near, what you
and then I said, if I'm going to an orgy, I know I'm not going to be going into question marks. It's I know I'm not going to be looking around.
You know what you want.
Yeah.
So what do you want?
What do you want?
Yeah.
Preferably a female. Tony's making it sound like it could be a man or it could be an animal. You don't know.
You don't know. It's an orgy. You don't know.
See, that's exactly what I mean.
In an orgy you don't talk about.
Do they always leave lights on in orgies?
I don't know, but they have a like buffet though. I'm gonna go for the buffet.
Gross. No.
They have no chicken wings.
They should not be serving food at anything
sexy.
All right.
Is everyone ready for their horoscopes?
Oh shit! Yeah, sure.
All right. So.
Who's with them?
Let's see. Hit okay, you can choose shot. Though. Would you like your daily? Would you like your health and wellness? Your daily love and relationship?
I'm gonna go
or
with that.
Or career and money.
Tony wants the.
This is for Capricorn. Sorry, Tony.
Oh, what's the last one?
The last one was the career and money.
Sure.
Okay. You have been working hard recently, and you will now receive a token of appreciation from the universe. You may get a bonus for a long-awaited paycheck. You may even be offered a good financial opportunity, which you had not expected. While it is not something huge, it will fill you with a nice feeling of satisfaction.
Aww. Better be fucking right or I'm suing. Oh, true. I haven't got my taxes back yet.
Whoa.
Damn.
I know.
Tony, you're Aquarius, right?
Yeah. Let's see what my love life
is. You want to do your love one?
Let's see what this is. And I'll laugh at it.
Your love and relationship horoscope. You may have to argue with your partner to stop them for their own good. They may not welcome your opinion, but you have to make them understand your point of view. Do not fuss too much, else you will lose your relevance. The altercations will not last for long, and you'll fetch more respect from your partner towards the end of the day.
Well, I need a partner for that to happen, so.
Yeah.
You gotta give him a different one.
Yeah, give me a different one.
You want your Mulligan. Your daily.
Yeah, give me a daily.
Beware today of what you say. Someone whom you consider close might spill the beans on you. Weigh your sentences before speaking. Try talking about yourself and the person you are talking to. Refrain from discussing about a third person. You may travel today to a different city. You may meet an old acquaintance, and together you may have nostalgic memories.
Well, good thing we're not recording this.
That was awful random. I mean, there's a lot going
on
there.
I,
a lot to unpack.
I hope none of you spilled a bean on me.
Yeah, yours was pretty negative on that one.
I know.
Virgo.
I'm not happy with my...
No,
sure.
Yours sucks today.
It does.
Might be better next week.
The Virgo daily is, you are receiving a lot of attention from everyone. Soon you will notice your enemies among all. Be careful of your handling with these people, as they are trying to provoke you and prove you a culprit. In case of too much resistance, just back off, although you will find someone new whom you can confide in.
I'll find someone new to confide in.
Jesus,
man,
you better stick around. Oh no,
on her birthday, Abe. You're gonna go find another bitch.
No, you're
find a new one. Oh, oh, man.
I didn't sign up for
on her birthday.
Oh, hell no.
She's trying to leave me.
All right, my Libra.
Yeah, it's gonna say something about leaving the Virgo.
This is how you find out, Abe. Sorry.
Libra daily. You feel full of energy and are ready for some seriously hard work today. Your flow of positive energy will even influence others so that you will energize everyone of your team to work better. Even at home, you will shoulder much more responsibilities than you normally do, pleasing those near to you. You just need to make sure that this trend continues and you do not burn yourself out.
Man, Abe is just straight staring at me.
I was waiting for something to pop up in there.
Looks like Abe's leaving
death
me out.
He was basically growling, guys.
Yeah.
All right, Scorpio, daily.
What's my options?
Okay, you get daily health and wellness, daily love and relationship, and career and money.
Let's do
love
and relationship.
Let's do it.
Oh, I'm looking up wet.
Oh, this is fantastic already. Arguments and altercations mark your day. Avoid picking any issue with your partner today. Arguments stop if a person gives in. Be the silent one this time. Be gentle and loving. Try to understand your partner's point of view and do not offer any counter statements. Try to divert his mind to the good times that you shared. The day will pass with less damage done.
I feel like Brett wrote that.
Yep.
Yeah. The universe is on my side.
He said with a mouthful of Smarties.
Tony's joking.
I straight can't stop eating Smarties when they're here.
I can tell.
Huh? Please stop. Oh, no, that's
at least it's
Smarties.
Not a zeros.
Zero.
Oh, I heard all about it. 56%
of your daily sugar. That's bonkers.
Yeah. Although I can't imagine Smarties being that much different. I'm on it. Don't
and
worry.
Sugar's terrible for you guys.
Oh, you sucking up now, huh? Because you're about to leave me, huh?
Wow.
Mouthful of sugar.
This is one that blinked
everybody
apart.
You know, I've been wondering, you guys. I've been wondering about Abe over here for a minute.
He seems shadier now, doesn't
I know,
he?
Right?
Do I? It's the mustache, isn't it?
And the hat.
It is the mustache.
And the hat. Like,
he doesn't seem so innocent.
No.
Now he seems like he's just going to leave the Libra.
He seems like he's going to play a trick on us all, doesn't he?
He looks
like what's the trick?
Like
I don't know. You're a trickster with that mustache.
I feel like you're going to tie me up on some railroad tracks.
Cool. I like that. I'll take that ominous.
Like sexually?
Yeah,
Tony?
Sexually. Like, and then I'm going to find out what he's going to poke with me with.
Every time you do that, you hit mine out of the headphones.
I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
Okay, I
got a short.
I tried a
shot.
Shot?
Yeah. Are we taking a shot?
I tried Googling the nutrition value of Smarties, and their serving size portion is one box. What does that mean?
One box?
Hell yeah.
Like, that sounds like so like, much.
First of all, I didn't even know they came in a box.
Yeah, I didn't know either.
What had the bag of Smarties? Like
I don't have any idea. I know they're disgusting.
They are disgusting.
Sugars
is
7 grams.
Oh, the hearts. What?
7 grams. It doesn't give a daily percentage, but 7 grams.
So how much is this grams? This one is 38, or no, that's the sugar is 31 grams, which equals out to be 56%.
Which 31 would basically be like 7 times, like just shy of 5. So
which five of these is one of these.
Well, 5 boxes.
Okay, so I don't know what that means.
What
a box of Smarties is like.
So that's a big ass box.
That doesn't even look like Smarties.
That's not even. It says that thing is $55, Tony. Whatever that is not what
are
we're
these called
about.
Smarties? Yeah, that's called
but
Smarties.
Yeah, they're Smarties.
It's free shipping.
It's free shipping. I also I found out some other interesting facts. These are actually facts about birthdays.
Nice.
Prior to the 19th century, birthdays were actually more celebrated for adults than kids.
It was about what?
The birthdays were actually celebrated more for adults than kids before the 19th century.
That's how it should be.
It wasn't really a kid thing until after then.
I always tell my parents, thanks for having sex.
See, I was never exposed to that idea until Ashlyn, when I moved in with them. Her mom would basically not really demand thanks, but she would get thanks on birthdays. Like, thanks for pooping me out, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Never thought about that, and it's very selfish of me.
I'll be like, Mom, you're so pregnant right now. And she'll be like, yeah, I'm super pregnant, and I'm going to visit, blah, blah, blah. And I'll be like, cool, cool. Because that's what she did back in the day.
Well,
before I made her life whole.
Oh, you are the oldest one, aren't you?
She is.
I'm the oldest out of all of my siblings, step and half.
Wow. I'm a middle.
I'm the baby.
The middle kids.
Yeah. The babies are where it's at.
The babies are so
The baby would be where it's at.
I know. Us middle kids, except we have no idea.
Except we would get beat the shit out of by the older ones.
That's what you fucking I got tormented.
No, all the older ones ruined it for the younger ones.
Yeah.
You guys all fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not really.
I had all the rules. Yep. I did nothing wrong.
That and we don't get as many baby pictures because they got so burnt out on it by then. They're like, fuck that.
Me and my brother are Irish twins, so honestly, it didn't matter.
It didn't matter.
She popped him out right after me.
She like, I can do battle. Let's get this.
And she did.
And she did. We all love
that. Yeah. That's debatable.
Amazing.
That's debatable, boys.
You think so?
Yeah, I know so.
From what I understand, he doesn't even fart.
No.
Never.
He farts. He just doesn't fart in front of people.
Okay.
He's the best.
He's still human.
We shouldn't even talk about this.
Why?
Why?
Okay, good. He won't mind.
He don't give a fuck.
Okay, cool.
So much better. Now I can actually hear.
Oh, good.
The whole podcast, I've just been like muffled.
Yeah.
In the dark.
There you go.
Tony, are you supposed to be doing shoddy shots?
I don't know. Can I get some Red Bull? I went out.
Dude, we got a whole fucking box.
Oh.
We're A-OK over here.
In China?
China.
In China, they consider newborns to be age one.
What?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So basically, a one-year-old here in the States would be considered to be two over there.
It makes sense.
I mean, it does. It's weird. But if you say it as we do here, I'm 34 years old.
You'd be 35.
No, that doesn't make sense.
Man, I would be
saying 48. I'm 35 years old when I'm actually 34 doesn't, because years old, you've been alive for this many years.
Yeah, but
whereas one, I get the idea of starting out at one and saying, yeah, he's two, yeah, he's three. But you can't, once you add the years old after it, it loses all meaning. You have to go to our standard.
Yeah, but technically, you're like 34 and so many months.
No, agreed.
So it's closer.
Yeah.
Got you in
the
cup.
Tony,
we're going to have to agree to disagree on that one again.
I'll let you.
Agree to disagree. I have a whole thing of stuff.
Okay, let's hear it.
Oh, you got to give me a second because I'm pouring.
Okay, while you're doing that.
You know, why am I drinking yours when I have my own?
Why are you drinking this one?
Because I really like the McGillicuddies.
So I found a cool fact that I basically had to copy and paste the whole thing because it was too much to type. Okay, so the Lithuanians did a study of, they asked 309 medical students that felt better about and more loved on their birthday. Per study authors, blah, 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 this guy, women tend to feel more loved and special on their birthday than men did. In other results, 90.9% of respondents prefer to celebrate their birthdays with a friend's. 80.6% of the significant or spend it with significant others. 66.3% spend it with family members. 12% prefer to spend it alone. Additionally, 49.2% preferred their birthdays to be organized by others. 21% preferred to be organized by themselves. And lastly, 18.1% preferred to not celebrate their birthdays at all.
Hmm.
So I'm curious, where does everyone else fall into this category?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
I want to be planned for.
You want people to plan your birthday, and how do you want to spend it?
How do you like to spend it?
With, let's see, the options are with friends, with significant others, with family members, or alone?
All except for alone.
Okay.
All of it together, and I want it planned for me.
Cool. Do you feel loved on your birthday today?
Yeah.
Good.
And you got to hang out with your family and some friends.
The only thing you didn't really get was the plan by others.
Didn't get planned.
Kind of.
Yeah, kind of.
I mean, you dropped hints on what you wanted, and I kind of helped.
And Abe did the best he could.
I did the best I could.
I said, let's get Napoli's for dinner.
Which we did.
Technically, I hear Brett was already planning that before.
Oh, we were already
planning that
9 this morning.
That exact joke that I played.
Yeah, we get it. She told us.
God damn it. How much did I miss?
You missed a lot.
Everything.
Yeah. Just a half hour.
Yeah, but we were sitting in there talking, getting close.
I don't want to stay up till 5. Oh.
Are we taking a shot?
Oh, I thought you said not much alcohol.
So you did the exact opposite of what she wanted.
Yeah.
It seems like there is another empty cup right there, though. Oh, she threw string in there, guys.
So,
don't drink that one.
No, like that love horoscope is coming true.
That love horoscope is coming true.
That was foreshadow.
Foreshadow. Tony, how do you prefer to spend your birthday?
With people I love and care about, and friends, family.
And if you had a birthday party, how would you want to plan it yourself? Other people to plan it, or no party?
You know me, I love people.
Okay.
I'm bad with decisions.
There you go. Very true. Very true. Brett.
How do I like to spend my birthday? I usually work on my birthday, and then that night I make Katie watch a shitty Adam Sandler movie.
Happy nice. Gilmore.
It's always Adam Sandler.
Yeah,
I love it.
It's only happened like once.
What, the Adam Sandler?
Yeah.
No, it happened like 3 years in a row, and then I think last year I wanted to watch
Tropic Thunder.
Oh, Tropic Thunder last year.
Yeah. Ooh, but Ben Stiller and Adam Sandler, they're pretty much the same.
They're pretty much the same.
I make her watch a movie that she won't watch with me any other year.
Gotcha.
Like any other time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
All movies I say no.
So you prefer to spend it with significant others?
Oh, well, I mean, me and the girls usually like we usually go to a movie earlier on in the day or something
and
like
Christmas
that.
Christmas time, it's a good movie
like
season.
After work or after, you know.
Gotcha.
And then we'll go to a movie.
About Katie, how do you like to spend your birthdays?
See, I don't know if I have an answer for this because the reason I really don't like my birthday is because I feel like I have to entertain everybody.
Yep.
That's why I can't stand it because then everybody's always asking me, and then I feel like
what
I
do you want to do? Yeah.
What do you want
to
do?
Every motherfucking person that has ever talked to me in my life.
You get kind of grumpy.
I do because
on your
it's
birthday.
So frustrating because like 10 people want to do something, and I just like I don't want to do.
I just want to chill, man.
It's my birthday, like why?
And then she gets grumpy, and then I'm like, so what do you want to do, though? And then like I'm like, oh, I don't even want to ask this.
Yeah. Just go with the flow, man.
Just being at home, just doing whatever.
Yeah. That sounds basically exactly like my response.
I do in Ashland. I mean, I don't send her flowers, but I do say something to my mother.
Yeah.
It's on my birthday. But, that's about the only person I take the extra mile to say anything to.
Cute.
Yeah. Anybody have any drunk birthday stories?
Everyone's looking at me.
Everybody's turned 21.
Yeah. My 21st birthday, I wrapped Eminem. You know, you got to.
I'm pretty sure we've had this on podcast.
Yeah, we have.
I know we have. It's always a fun story. Are we taking shots?
Tony wanted to segue into that. He's trying to give you a drunk birthday story right now.
All right. Tony will be drunk before I will.
I'm kind of
tipsy. Everyone knows this.
Chills. Bing.
This one's to Tony.
Oh, man, I'm Odie. No.
You're the one asking for the shot. You could have let it disappear.
Abe, you know I don't think things through.
It tastes like suckers. Tastes like those Tootsie Rolls.
The more you get them, like the more you drink of them.
So good.
The better they are.
Yeah. Yeah. Tastes like fucking suckers.
Yeah.
It's a cherry ass sucker right now.
Like I feel like the next one is gonna be like the best.
Tony,
drink ever.
Suck it down. You like cherry.
He doesn't actually.
You don't like cherry?
I do, but not my.
Why did you let me pick this for you? I told you it was cherry.
You're the worst at picking alcohol for Tony.
I pick bomb ass drinks.
He's the worst.
Tony is the worst. Yeah.
I scotch that one.
I know.
Who
gin?
Scotch.
Didn't he choose gin once?
If he had clear gin, I could have made him a great drink. But
you didn't.
I'm bad at decisions.
That's because he fucking let Betty choose.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Betty with the good hair.
That's fucking Becky with the good hair.
Hey, it's interchangeable, guys.
It's not.
Haven't you heard the song?
Betty?
I've heard it both ways.
No, you have not. You have only.
He brought it back. He brought it back. I haven't heard that in so long. I love when he said that all the
it's
time.
Becky with
I've heard
the
it
good
both ways.
Hair.
I don't know what's going on.
Tony, just take your fucking cherry drink.
Tony, we've only had like four, maybe.
I think this is three. I've only had three.
I've only had three.
Okay, good.
Good.
I can't believe you don't like cherry, dude. This
it's
shit
like
is
watching
awesome.
Him take medicine. It's like straight up.
I just think of every time when he's the faces he's making in the cherry and everything when we made that movie and he was a zombie and he had cherries in his mouth to represent blood. And he was pissed for a good couple weeks.
Oh, that's true.
Because he had a mouthful of cherries and he doesn't really like cherries that much.
I guess that's
why didn't you tell me? This is cherry.
I don't think things.
He didn't tell us about this beforehand either.
Yeah, no, we went
around. I'm a pushover.
We had the plan already made out. And
I
then,
don't think
and
things.
He never said a word about
until
it.
Until after.
And then he was mad.
All right, so I have some facts.
Lay it on, girl.
All right. So these are things that actually happened in the world on our birthdays.
Okay.
October 3rd was the last time Edgar Allan Poe was seen alive in public before his death.
Okay.
And he was found in a gutter, delirious.
And then you're a raven.
Oh. And you're a raven.
And I'm a raven.
And she's a raven.
Creepy. Oh my God.
And
I like that.
But does it have something to do with each other?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know. Also on October 3rd in 1992, Sinead O'Connor rips up the picture of
the Pope on Saturday Night Live.
Yep. Actually, me and my mom were talking about that this morning. Didn't know it happened on my birthday.
Crazy.
September 10th.
Ooh. Wait, hold on. You missed a couple that I mentioned earlier.
Oh. Well, I wasn't going to name them all. I was just doing two three.
Yeah, but these are cool. This one's cool.
Hurry up.
Okay. Real quick.
On which one?
Hers? On her birthday. Okay. In 1995, I think it was, O.J. Simpson was found not guilty.
Whoa.
And then in 2008, he was found guilty of armed robbery and kidnapping.
Same day.
Same day. Okay. Just years apart. I thought that was kind of cool.
What, 13 years apart?
Yeah.
Something like that?
If 95 was, I'm just guesstimating.
I think it was 95.
Okay.
I was in middle school.
Sorry.
All right. So September 10th in 1945, Mike the Headless Chicken is beheaded and lives for another 18 months before choking to death.
Wow.
All right. 18
okay.
months.
Okay, so they didn't nickname him the Headless Chicken before or after they
I
cut
think
his head
name
off?
Was Mike, and then they changed it
okay.
to the Headless
but
Chicken.
But for 18 months?
18 months.
And then dying of choking.
Death.
That's like me on Wibs.
They chop it.
They chopped its head off, and it lived for another 18 months. Not sure how. I don't know if they cauterized it.
This is what I don't get is, like, how did he die of choking? Because when they chop his head off, don't they go, like, in the neck where the choking mechanisms are?
Yeah, but then maybe, like, a raindrop went down. I don't know. It rained
that day, and he choked on some rain.
And then
I love
in 1991, Nirvana releases Smells Like Teen Spirit on your birthday.
Never mind.
Hey.
Yep.
I like that one.
Next is, what are you doing, you
Nothing.
Weirdo?
I don't want you guys to think I'm fat.
Oh, he's eating some candy.
Ew, it's fucking candy corn?
Yeah.
You're disgusting.
Oh.
Did you hide them?
Anyways, keep going.
All right, this next, November 21st. In 1931, Frankenstein horror film was released.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Yeah. And then in 1980, John Lennon and Yoko Ono posed nude.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. That's why I beat off to you every night.
It's such awkward pictures, though.
December 28th, in 1065, the Westminster Abbey in London was consecrated.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay.
In 1612, the first observation of Neptune. Dude thought it was a fixed star, though. Who? Galileo, I think? He thought it was a fixed star.
Galileo was so dumb.
February 13th. 1861, Abe Lincoln was declared the president.
You're welcome, guys. You're welcome.
And
I did that.
That's because of tone.
And in 1866, Jesse James holds up his first bank, stealing $15,000 in Missouri.
You're welcome. I also did that.
Your ancestors.
Great, 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 great uncle.
Something, yeah.
Right?
I think so. Uncle, cousin.
Kunkel?
Yeah. my Kunkel.
With your family tree?
Jesse James.
Maybe.
Jesse James married his cousin.
You know what? James? That could be your.
That's where we were going with that, Tony.
I thought
that's
it was me because of my day.
What?
No, that's what the whole Jesse James and her relative conversation was about.
I thought it was me because,
you know. What sucks, though, is that Jesse James, the biker dude, is also related to Jesse James.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Didn't she on Sandra Bullock?
Really?
We're cousins now.
Wow. So, Brett. If I marry Ashlyn and you marry her, we'll be related technically.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Blam.
How do I get into relations?
It happened on your birthday day.
Okay. Down.
There you go. You're linked.
I'm linked.
You're tied in with Abe Lincoln and also Jesse James.
Ooh.
There you go.
I just got to know the same
full
names.
Circles.
That's what he was going with.
And your dad's birthday is the day after mine. What? So we're connected.
Yeah, 9/11.
I don't know.
9/11?
What? Okay.
The day after my birthday. Boom. It all ties back in.
Yeah, that is all for my notes. So I'm out now.
This is some kind of like a QAnon conspiracy.
Yeah, something.
I want to read
Isn't
more.
Isn't that the pedophile rings?
That's the far right.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. They think it's all pedophile rings.
They think everything is pedophile rings. Yeah.
Well, I'm not a pedophile ring.
No, it's a joke.
I mean, I know. I'm just saying it's a pedophile ring.
Brett, we don't joke about that kind of shit.
That's the one thing I don't joke about.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa, guys.
Columbine, 9/11?
No, I'm not woeing you. I'm woeing
him.
That's
why I draw the line.
How dare he? I was looking right at him.
Yeah, but I know what you're doing.
He was directed at you.
I know what you're doing.
Yeah, he's on my side.
Don't fuck with me.
I'm giving you a shame look.
Tell Pat that.
I'm giving you a two-fall look, and I made a Kobe joke on the day he died.
Ooh.
Ooh. Blam. Who's got more
stuff
about birthdays? I'm out of
stuff. You're out of stuff. We're fucking out of stuff.
You know what that joke was? I made a shot. I said, Kobe, and then it, like, exploded when I hit the ground.
Fuck.
I'm going to rate that a 1 out of 5.
Yeah.
If that.
Yeah. Maybe a 0.5 out of 5.
0.5.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take it.
Okay.
How about negative?
You got like 10%.
I don't know.
10% of.
How about you give me an 8?
How about
8 out of 100?
No.
It was at 5 out of 100 before you even told it.
I'll take it. It just spun out of control.
You gave it a genuine laugh. You have to give it a higher rating.
Well, it was a 2.5 out of 5. I'll give it that.
I knew I could get it.
You got a little chuckle.
And on that note, anything else on the birthdays?
It's my birthday.
For another owl.
Mine's next. Actually, that's not even true because I was actually born at 7. I was born at 7 p.m.
Ew. I was born at 7 in the morning or something. 7:51.
It's because you're a fucking loser.
I think I was born like at 10:45 p.m., but I could be wrong.
I'm a night baby.
Yeah. I'm a morning.
They don't know what time it was when I came out because I wasn't breathing, so they counted 8:21 in the morning is when they got me breathing.
Ooh.
Well, I'm glad you're alive.
Interesting.
I don't know when I was
Does born. Anybody know how long they were on label? Their mom's for?
No. I was born in a car.
Yes, she was.
I wasn't
probably conceived too.
Probably, actually. And my dad was in the front seat smoking a blunt. Yeah. So
like
on my birth certificate, I was born in Mount Pleasant, but it says out of city limits because I wasn't born. Like,
just keep pushing, babe.
We're almost there.
You got this.
Yeah. So I was mostly out in the car.
My mom said they only took an hour and a half.
Hour and a half?
Mine was
like
in the 20s.
Ooh,
all of us, me and my two brothers. I was the smallest baby, though.
That's surprising.
Yeah, out of my two brothers. And now I'm the fattest.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Jay's a big boy, like overall big boy.
So boom.
8.8.
I was like 8.6.
Big boy.
10.7. Yeah.
You were a 10-pound baby?
Yeah.
I was also like.
Her family has big babies.
I was also a 10-pound. And the footprint? I have like went over the piece of
no,
paper.
No, you guys, you told me that all you guys are big. No.
Brett's rewriting the Howl history. 7-8 pound
babies.
Huh? You're rewriting the history over here.
My sisters were 7-8 babies. I'm the biggest.
Is that horoscope coming to
my
fruition?
My uncle was a 13-pound baby.
Damn.
Jeez.
Yeah. My poor grandma.
That is. I cannot imagine
C-section
moving 13 pounds.
Yeah, it was natural.
Look at my baby pictures. It seriously looks like a 3-month-old baby.
I gotta see this. You gotta show me.
She saw a baby picture in our high school yearbook, which she found.
I was a fat baby, though.
Okay, that's right. She did send pictures.
Yeah. I thought it was so cute that I found you in there. I was like, oh my God. And then I was reading all of the love notes in his yearbook, like the whoever wrote him. And it, like, the whole time I did the Valley Girl voice, and it was like, oh my God, Abe.
Oh my God, Abe.
A lot of people claiming to be my goth best friend.
Yeah, it was disgusting.
And then wrote in there, and he wrote something stupid because he says weird shit. But Ashton's like, who in the hell is this? I'm like, and he was at that one party.
Yeah, he was.
And then she changed her tune. She's like, oh, that's cool. Because I can't remember what he wrote, but it was something stupid.
It was something.
He spent the night in my house once.
Did he?
Nice.
Yeah.
Because I got you drunk to let him drive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gray, baby.
It was weird.
What the fuck happened? Why am I so loud now? So, I can really hear myself.
How do we... I'm so terrified to move.
I can really hear Tony.
You should be.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Thank you, Katie. Anything else?
No, it's my birthday.
Well, I appreciate you guys doing so much research.
Yeah, I came in with nothing. Hey, we've learned a lot tonight. Ashlyn and I cannot do a podcast together. Just us.
Yeah. Also, this means that me and Abe can slack next podcast.
Yeah.
Sure. What are we doing podcast on?
Ooh. Slacking?
We don't know.
I got topics.
Oh, let's hear them.
So, Brett and Tony, new topics.
Okay. Bye.
Give us a rating on iTunes of a 5.
Subscribe. Bye.